This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. A child's imagination propels big dreams. PNC Grow Up Great is here to help young children learn with resources in English and Spanish, because early childhood education is the way to reach for the stars. PNC Foundation is proud supporter of Alma's Way. A prayer for my children's protection, courtesy of Crosswalk.com. Heavenly Father, I pray your emotional, physical, and spiritual protection over my children. Keep evil far from them and help them to trust you as their refuge and strength. I pray you will guard my children's minds from harmful instruction and grant them discernment to recognize truth. I pray you will make them strong and courageous in the presence of danger, recognizing that you have overcome and will set right all injustices and wrongs one day. Help them to find rest in your shadow as they live in the spiritual shelter you provide for them. Let our children know that the only safe place in your Son, Jesus, and that your home on earth is only temporary. In Jesus' name, amen. Bible Stories for Kids, Part 2, The Flood to the Deliverance from Egypt. Only 8 people survived the flood, but in time they increased to number many thousands. Then, 352 years after the flood, Abraham was born. We learn how God kept his promise by giving Abraham a son named Isaac. Then, of Isaac's 2 sons, Jacob was chosen by God. Jacob had a big family of 12 sons and some daughters. Jacob's 10 sons hated their younger brother Joseph and sold him into slavery in Egypt. Later, Joseph became an important ruler of Egypt. When a bad famine came, Joseph tested his brothers to see whether they had a change of heart. Finally, Jacob's whole family, the Israelites, moved to Egypt. This happened 290 years after Abraham was born. For the next 215 years, the Israelites lived in Egypt. After Joseph died, they became slaves there. In time, Moses was born, and God used him to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. In all, 857 years of history are covered in Part 2. Every fall, Wild Adventure's Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger. It tastes even sweeter and glows even brighter. Introducing all new Luminites Legends Pumpkin Gallery, a brilliantly carved collection of Georgia's most famous icons. It's all part of our biggest, brightest, and wildest fall yet. For your best value, get the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Plan your visit and buy your pass today. Bible Stories for Kids, Story Number 17, Twins Who Were Different. The twins we're going to talk about today are the hunter, and his name is Esau, and the boy taking care of the sheep is Jacob. Esau and Jacob were the twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah. The father, Isaac, liked Esau a lot because he was a good hunter and would bring home food for the family to eat.
But Rebecca loved Jacob most because he was a quiet and very peaceful boy. Now, Grandfather Abraham was still alive, and we can just imagine how Jacob liked to listen to him talk about Jehovah. Abraham finally passed away at 175 years of age when the twins were 15 years old. When Esau was 40 years old, he married two women from the land of Canaan. This made Isaac and Rebekah very sad because these women did not worship Jehovah God. Then one day, something happened that made Esau very angry with his brother Jacob. The time came when Isaac was to give a blessing to his older son. Since Esau was older than Jacob, Esau expected to receive this blessing. But Esau had earlier sold the right to receive the blessing to Jacob. Also, when the two boys were born, God had said that Jacob would receive the blessing. And this is what happened. Isaac gave the blessing to his son, Jacob. Later, when Esau learned about this, he became very, very angry with Jacob. He was so angry that he said he was going to kill Jacob. Can you imagine that? When Rebekah heard about this, she was very, very worried. So she told her husband Isaac this: "It will be just terrible if Jacob also marries one of these women of Canaan." At that, Isaac called his son Jacob and told him, "Don't marry a woman from Canaan. Go instead to the house of your grandfather in Haran. Marry one of the daughters of his son Laban." Jacob listened to his father and right away began his long, long trip to where his relatives live in Haran.
We serve you. Unity is always here to support you in creating a healthy, abundant, and meaningful life. Reach out to Silent Unity for personal prayer anytime, day or night, at unity.org/prayer. You may also call Silent Unity at 816-969-2000. Inspirational Publications. Call 816-969-2069. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time, or visit unity.org. Daily Word in regular, large type, and digital or Spanish. Unity Magazine, books, and booklets. Unity Retreats and Events. Call 816-251-3540. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Or visit unityvillage.org to see detailed information for workshops, retreats, and special events. They also have online resources, articles, prayers, meditation, news, and information at unity.org. Inspirational spiritual podcasts at unityonlineradio.org. Daily Word messages and related content at dailyword.com. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.